character. We do say this every week. We'd love to be the best of what is great for the just from looking at the next to the different ones, and maybe we can get to move along there. Thank you. Spirit to people who are going to be so glad to see the Spirit. So, I'm going to say to you, 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 well, it's been great to be joined by Suzanne and Stuart this morning. We're going to share a little bit about their experiences in the Kingdom of God. So, hi Suzanne, hi Stuart.
Hello, Martin.
So, both of you, what would you say for you to be blessing during this time?
There have been several blessings, thanks to it. Maybe the first one is actually having this space to have some quiet time and to challenge Suzanne in her daily prayers, which has been quite spiritual and uplifting. Also, having the community that provides us Forest Creek, someone started the website because of Forest Creek, and therefore we got to know people some of the way we may never have met otherwise. And then the support we received from the community that we really loved, especially and the community. So that's great. Past the way, the blessings for me was not having a contractor to come and make clear the old turf and the old trees and the old turrets and the clay soils and the fossil building extension. It's left for me to do. And there was good exercise and good fun. And I managed to take the seeds from the potatoes from squatters that suffered before I left them. The clear the ground and have started. And then I found that the catalyst seems to be with the sound luckily found a few pieces, two scarpins, the air, and I suppose the speed in those cartons that they came up. So it just shows me that you stay flexible, God will provide, and peace can grow in components that you may not actually think are suitable for
projects.
Just against that disappointment of not being able to see physical children. We said then that we've been missing the blessing that came into the technology and then even the own work which given us through each other. So in the way we're able to keep touch, it's been nice though, more recently, to have some of our own physical work coming back to the ground to meet people with the home. So, well, the blessings also from the Fresh Community, I have to say, also folk friends from the Bandit Church as well, so the larger Fresh Community.
Thanks, everyone. It's been great to be able to meet those people this morning. And what is it for you, really, just to be the church in front?
In these challenging and challenging times, we can feel invisible in the matrix and we can rest in the conditions of the world as the light is presented to the spirit. We hope that Jesus Christ protects the truth of the world, all the staff members and other employees, and tells you personally to be loudly trusted, is following through. We need all those who can be in faith to be handled to be in faith. May their conscience and sin. We pray for faith and strength from clinicians to consultants, life staff, paramedics, and all those who support and distribute the faith. When those are alone and sick, give them strength and perseverance. We pray for a church whose congregation enables mountain health and ethics, and give thanks to them for keeping us in mercy's holding place. Pray for your wisdom, steadfast and difficult lives of us. And I just want to pray a special blessing on top. This is a young man who's just about a baptism of faith, learning all about forming church services, which gives such a joy to everyone. And so thank you and bless you. And come, do we pray for us, friends, when the wind falls down and disappears, demand us to look up to the strength. The strength of the wisdom, and face the future confidence in the last place to us that you will never leave us. You will never leave us to face the past. You are not a prayer. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, thank you for the Holy Spirit, Pastor, and I'm ready to see you this morning in the Holy Spirit.
A number of individuals with different needs of the congregation. And it is full of insights from their experiences of not having his blessings. And today, I'm going to speak to the child. Where I've been blind, I'm successful, and I'm pleased to be able to be part of this initiative. So, blind, just like the rest of us, I'm sure you've had as many families since the beginning of the pandemic. And some of us will be quite proud. So, what would you say has been your biggest challenge? At the beginning, it was the thought of it. Now there's plenty of food and plenty of food. So he said the biggest challenge is having to make a recording of the service with the wood. Do you find that hard? Especially when you have to do some aspects. Because you forget the words. Or when you've been mumbling in your mind. You're not a man. You're going to be like in time. Well, that is certainly true. And you sometimes miss the end. But maybe you will when you come to challenge at times. But if those are your biggest challenges, what do you think has been lots of talent. That's what everyone expects you to say. But actually, below that snapping, the biggest question has been finding out who left the mouth fight for. Who deemed you wrong? And knowing your love. I'm going to
Thank you.
Thank you.